Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome, survivors, to Survival Jobs, the podcast. We are your hostess with the mostesses. I'm Jason A. Coombs, and this is my amazing co-host right over here, Sammy Toots. And we are here on Broadway World and on Podbean and on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts and Art Heart Radio and everywhere you listen to podcasts.
Wow, Vincent, that was a really good intro. Thank you for the detailed description.
I wanted to spice it up a little bit.
Wow, you know? I loved it. Look at both of us in our gloomy grays. I feel like we're both a little gloomy today.
It is a little gloomy today. It's a little cold today, so I had to wrap up in my little shawl for those who have the video that's exclusively on Broadway Worlds.
Thank you. Jason, you're killing it with the details today. I love it.
Kind of give the deets, right?
So, Jason, tell me your temperature check. I know you're doing something really cool this week. Also, if you want to share.
Yeah, my temperature check. My temperature check is kind of like how I feel today. It's like a little, it's like cozy. You know, it's like those days. I'm going to compare it to weather, right? When you're like at home and it's like a little bit gloomy outside and it's like a little bit chilly, but you just want to like wrap up in a blanket or prayer shawl or like whatever you want to use. And you're feeling cozy and cute, a little lethargic probably, but you know, you're living it. You're living whatever it is that you're living, and you're in the moment and you're taking it beat by beat. That's how I'm feeling. Just taking it beat by beat.
I love that. Beat by beat. That's a good motto.
I guess,
What are you doing this week, Jay?
So I am at an artist residency in Greenwich, Connecticut called Foundation House. And I applied back in the early days of the pandemic when this podcast first started, but then I got COVID and I couldn't go. But fast forward 2 years later, you remember that?
Yes, I didn't put it together that was the same thing.
Yeah. So I'm finally here after 2 years. And there's 7 of us artists. There's 3 writers. There is 2 visual artists, there's 1 musician, and then there's another filmmaker here as well. And we're all here for 10 days, getting to work on projects that we proposed independently. But it's been really cool because, you know, we're all been kind of like talking and connecting, and we have dinner together every night, and we've been doing like movie nights. And, you know, some of them, I haven't been doing it, the yoga like every afternoon. I've just been so busy, but it's been a really cool experience. And I'm so grateful for the opportunity. You know, I think we talked about this, and I'll say it again, that we talked about wanting to live the artist life, you know, once the pandemic happened and not going back to like the way things were before. So this is just another step in that, and I'm grateful for it.
That sounds amazing. I'm so happy for you and so proud of you. And they're doing construction in my building, so please forgive like whatever drilling you're hearing right now.
I think you would get a lot out of it, Samantha, if you want to apply.
Oh, maybe I will.
Yeah, I mean, you get 10 days and like, you know, they feed you, they give you a modest stipend while you're here, and you get to meet really cool people. Like one of the women here, is, you know, she's a writer, she's a comedy writer, she's done stuff for UCB and whatnot. So we've been connecting, and it's just a really cool, like a good way to network organically, you know?
That sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll have to send me over the application.
I will. I will. And what's your temperature check?
I'm feeling a little overwhelmed this week. Mm. You know, we were chatting a bit before we hit the record button, but I just feel like every week is like crazy between all of the things. You know, I know it's silly to be like social life is overwhelming, but it is sometimes. Mm. And, you know, my big like goal this year is to say no to things. Like, it's okay yes. that I am not attending every birthday and every social gathering, but that's hard for me because I am a bit of a social butterfly. I do take after my mother, who listens to everything. Mm. Shout out to Dawn, and also big shout out and congratulations to my mom, who just retired after so many years of being a florist. So that's fun.
Congrats, Dawn.
Congrats, Dawny. That's just a little sidebar. So I don't know. I'm just feeling overwhelmed. My survival job is overwhelming me. And I'm overwhelmed about my move. My temperature check is overwhelmed.
Can I share something with you?
Of course.
I was telling you, I was trying to get this quote and I finally got it. So one of the fellow artists here, her name is Tranview. She's amazing. She's a visual artist and an organizer and all the good things. We were having a discussion the other night about being kind of, you know, first generation, immigrants to this country, like our parents were immigrants and whatnot, and just like the pressure of that is of being an artist. And she shared with me about how sometimes it's okay to be selfish, right? But don't call it selfish, call it self-full. And then she shared a quote by Angela Davis, because also Black History Month, happy Black History Month. And the quote was, self-preservation is an act of resistance. So like, I think it kind of ties into how you're feeling, right? Like, it's okay to say no. It's okay to like not do it all. And it's okay to be self-full for yourself, for your own preservation, Samantha. So take that in and hopefully that resonates something in you.
Thank you. I love you so much.
Of course. I love
also,
you so much.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Did you have a good birthday?
I did. Thank you so much. Yeah, I you know, it was a weird birthday because my birthday was the day when that video of Tyre Nichols came out, which, you know, which was heavy, you know, it was very heavy. And I kept seeing this meme about Black men deserve to grow old. And I was like thinking on my birthday about that a lot because I'm someone who like has this, I don't say like a rational fear of getting old, but I just don't feel as accomplished as I should be at this age. So I kind of have this like mentality thing about getting older, which I'm trying to get over, I'm trying to work through. But, you know, just putting things in perspective, seeing that quote and what was going on in the news with the murder of another Black man, it just really resonated with me today on that day. And I've been really just really trying to be grateful for every day and for every birthday and every hard thing, every, you know, every challenge, because it's just a tough time in general. And yeah, I wasn't thinking it was going to affect me so much, but I don't know. I'm just grateful to be alive because so many people who look like me don't get that chance. So
that's how I feel. I love you, Jason.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's really hard to, you know, be an artist and grow older and put that pressure on yourself. And you just said, you know, you put this a lot of pressure on yourself that you haven't accomplished as much as you think you should have. But you are so successful and you work so hard. And I always want to remind you of that and how grateful I am for you.
Thank you.
All of the time and all of your work and all of the things you do.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you for being so open with your feelings also.
Yeah.
I think it's important. I feel like we have a great following of listeners. And something I love about you and us is that we are just always 100% real.
Mm-hmm. I think you have to be sometimes, you know. I mean, life is hard and we can't ignore it, you know. But I was just saying this year I want to be a little more stress-free. You know, I want to like enjoy life because it's so short, it's so precious, and that's just something I'm trying to take with me. And how can I find joy, a little bit of joy every day, no matter what the circumstances may be. So
So everybody listen to that and let's find joy every day, no matter the circumstances. Yeah. I love you, Jason.
I love you too. Should we talk about our boy?
Let's make a transition.
Yeah.
So we're so excited, you guys, for this episode because it's coming out right in time for the 1 year anniversary of MJ the Musical. Mm-hmm. And we got to chat with the amazing Apollo Levine, who plays Joe Jackson in MJ the Musical. And he was great and he told us a lot of great stories. And Jason, I think you had said something in the interview like, wow, I love how bold you are. Like, he just was like speaking the truth and like telling us, you know, everything, all of his feelings and keeping it real. So this was a really fun one. And we're just so excited that it's coming out, you know, right in time for the 1 year anniversary.
Yeah.
It's fun when those things happen.
When those things line up, right? and yeah, he's fantastic. I think like we have a new best friend. Well, at least I want to be his best friend, which happens a lot on this podcast. It's like everyone's so inspiring and so just their energy is so great. It's like you want to be around that. But do you want to share his bio?
Yeah, I would love to. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Apollo Levine hails from Louisiana. Some of his theater credits include Sister Act, Dreamgirls, Ragtime, and originating the role of Chinese superhero in The Monkey King in Beijing, China. Some of his television credits include Let's Stay Together, Criminal Minds, and The Catch. Apollo is so excited to be making his Broadway debut with MJ the Musical.
Yes. And so, and I love the story about how he ended up on Broadway because it was a very unexpected for him.
Correct.
It's a great one, y'all.
Correct.
It's a great one.
It is. Enjoy and go see MJ and support live theater, people.
Yes. And happy Black History Month.
Happy Black History Month. I love you, Jason Coombs.
Love you too. Thank you.
Enjoy the episode, y'all.
Awesome. Welcome to Survivor Jobs, the podcast, Apollo. We're so happy to have you today. Thank you for making time for us.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. And I was just saying before we start, I love your Marvin behind you, the inspiration. He's in the room with us.
Yeah, Marvin is always with me.
I love that so much. Samantha, you're back. Okay.
Sorry. We're so happy to have you, Apollo, especially coming up with the 1 year anniversary of MJ the Musical.
It's been crazy. I can't believe that we've actually been on the stage for a year going into our second year.
Wow. I know, and we're so honored to have you as that anniversary is coming up, and we'll definitely talk more about that a little bit later. Okay. But while we are all here to talk about survival jobs, so can you tell us what you think defines, you know, a survival job?
Anything that allows you to pay the bills. You know, we do a lot of auditioning and a lot of gigging, and you know, in between you do just about anything: dog walking, babysitting, bartending. No, that's like babysitting to bartending. After you watch the kids, then you need a drink.
Exactly. Take like the dog out, watch the kids, get a drink.
Right. that you can pay the bills and actually kind of put, you know, monetarily back into your craft. So, yeah.
That's a great answer. There's no right or wrong. We just always just get different perspectives.
Everybody answers that question and has so differently and has their own thoughts about, you know, we've all done a survival job. So I feel like it means something different to so many people. So thank you.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite that you've had in your past?
I used to work at
the favorite survival job real?
There was one. I used to work at a candy shop. And when I lived in Atlanta.
What?
Yeah, and it got to the point where we were about to try to shoot a reality show around the candy shop because it was a singing candy shop. We made fudge live there. It's in Atlantic Station. If you go to Atlantic Station, there's a place called Kielwinds down there. And the manager or the guy that owned it made this whole thing where like every hour on the hour, like especially on like a Saturday, Sunday, we made like a candy choir. And so we would sing, we would make all the songs around like the fudge and the candy in the shop, but it would be like to My Girl. Like we would change like wow. older songs or whatever and make them about the fudge. So we would do like a 15 minute set. People would come in and then we would just like, after they get done, we would like try to sell as much fudge and candy as we could. That has to be probably one of the best, most fun survival jobs I've had.
It's like the Ellen Stardust Diner of candy stores.
Yeah, sounds like yeah. it. Yeah. Do you remember any of the songs? I'm putting you on the spot.
Oh my gosh. No, I don't actually.
That's yeah.
I do remember, like, I remember changing My Girl each day through my window. I remember changing that. I just don't remember how we changed it to fudge, but it was fudge branded.
I'm sure it was a bop.
And it was funny because there were like 15 of us in the shop, and all of a sudden people would be like, well, where are they going? There we would go around the fudge station and like give this whole 15 minutes performance.
Oh my gosh. And it's still open. I want to go.
Yeah, now they don't do the singing like that anymore, but the shop is there. Every time I go to the shop, it gets bigger and bigger. I'm like, what other kind of candy can you put into this?
That's so fun. Oh, thank you for sharing that. We've never had a candy singer worker as a survival job before.
Yeah, that's the first.
I never thought that would be a thing either. So
yeah.
Well, how fun. Isn't it nice when you can incorporate your, you know, passions as well into your survival job?
Yeah, it came out a good time because I moved to Atlanta to be a songwriter. So to sing in a candy choir, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So oh, do you gosh. Have a survival job that was like not as fun? Maybe like a shocking worst survival job story?
Oh, I did. This is actually when I moved back to New York this time. I ended up working for like a Verizon internet kind of company. But we have to go door to door. Yeah, I lasted like through about 5 doors and I did not go back to that job.
I'm dead.
Like, I'm good. I'll keep my Spectrum at the house and I'll go about my business.
So you were selling like internet? Like
selling
the Verizon version?
Switch from one service to the next, but it wasn't
that's
over
tough.
The phone. It was literally like me out in Queens in neighborhoods that I don't know. Like I was like, I'm all right on this. I'm good. So it lasted probably for the 7 hours of training. And then they didn't see me again.
I love the specificity of 5 doors.
Yeah, 5 doors. I lasted through about 5, and it started raining that day. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm good. Not out here in my dress shoes. And you know.
Nope. Hard no.
I would have just went to like a coffee shop and sat there for and just throw the pamphlets away. Like, oh, yeah, I went to like.
I actually did go to a coffee shop and I just waited for the rain so I could get back on the train and come home. back up to Harlem. I was like, yeah, I'm good on this.
I'm good. Oh my gosh. Okay. I always feel like some of our listeners who aren't in the Broadway world may not know what it's like to audition for a Broadway show. So would you mind sharing your experience from like when you got the audition to were there callbacks, or would you mind just sharing a little bit about that?
So here's the deal. I used to live in New York. I moved here in 2014. And by 2016, I had a all in, I could care less about New York anymore. I'm done. Screw New York. I sit in the middle of Times Square. And I always say that it was one of the craziest moments because I was like, F you, New York. But I was like, people thought I was probably crazy. But then I remembered the city that I lived in, and like people were probably like, oh,
it's like a normal Tuesday. It's just a Tuesday.
But I remember that was on a Thursday. I had just auditioned for a show, and I will not name that show. And it was my eighth time auditioning. And I thought, this is going to be my Broadway show, to make my Broadway debut in, because it's so up my alley. Eight times I had got called into that show, and it didn't happen. And I was like, I'm done. Yikes. I'm moving out to LA. I called my best friend. I was like, today is Thursday. My boxes will be on your step on Wednesday, and I will see you next Thursday. And that's what happened.
Wow.
And I get out to LA, speaking of survival jobs, I ended up becoming a personal trainer and bartending at the same time. Something about bartending.
It's that money, but, man.
Yeah. And so I did that. I actually stopped kind of acting and singing for about 2 years. I just felt like the universe was telling me, chill out. You've been doing it a while. You're frustrated and everything else, so just chill out. And one morning I woke up and I was like, hey, I think this is it. And within a week, I had booked Dreamgirls out in LA. And from there, I ended up picking up a manager, and I told her, I was like, hey, I know you saw me in the show. I do not want to do another theater show. I've done New York. I've always wanted to play Curtis in Dreamgirls, so here it is. That was the only reason I took this job.
Yes.
I just want to focus on TV and film. The first thing she sends me in for is this show that's called Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, and it's a Michael Jackson. I'm like, this is stupid. This is not a real thing. Even if they're coming out here to audition, I have a million friends in New York that, please. So I go in and I audition for the casting director, and she says, hey, can you go back outside? I want you to wait. And I go back outside. I'm like, what does she want? She hands me all these sides. She was like, can you come back tomorrow? The whole creative team will be here and learn all the rest of these sides. I'm like, woman, I have a show tonight. I remember attitude, because I was like, I have a show tonight. She was like, well, I was like, I'll come back tomorrow. It was so bad. The next day I go in, I sing the stuff that they want me to sing and do the sides and all the stuff that they asked me to do. They were like, they just wanted to see what I did the day before. So all the rest of the stuff, by the time I got done, they were like, oh, that doesn't matter. But then they sent me back out and they were like, we're going to send you with the dance captain to learn. I was like, y'all didn't tell me how to dance. I am in a flannel shirt.
Oh my gosh.
With club jeans on. You know club jeans. They're too tight, really.
Yeah.
And I had Chelsea boots on. I'm like, with no other change of clothes. No. So I am in there going for broke, sweating buckets. And then they say, okay, cool. 2 days before I'm supposed to go home to see my parents for Christmas, I get this call to say, hey, everything that you didn't do in the audition room, can you put that on tape? Wow. And I'm like, okay.
Another eye roll.
I go over my friend's house that lives closest to LAX because I'm supposed to get on a 5:45 flight in the morning. We stay up to 2 o'clock. We put everything on tape. I send it. I edit it down when I'm on my way to the airport. And I remember sending this message saying, Here's what they asked for. I hope they enjoy it because this is the worst effing audition I've ever done.
Oh my gosh, you're so bold.
That is what you typed in the email?
To my manager, yes. And then, that was a day before Christmas. I come back to LA in the new year, and 4 or 5 days after the new year, I get this phone call from my manager saying, hey, they're flying you out for the workshops. I'm like, what? What in the world?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So it was almost like, even though
it was meant to be, though.
Right. Though I was done with the whole Broadway thing, it was not done with me.
Broadway was not done with you. I feel like we hear these stories all of the time of like, that was my worst audition ever. I was never going to book it. And then it's like, you booked it and you're fierce and you're doing the thing.
And here we are. Like, yeah.
Here we are. So that was a crazy audition process. So can you tell us a little bit about what the experience has been like now, coming upon a year of this musical running? And it's such a popular show to be in. So what's that whole experience sort of felt like this year, from being like done with Broadway to being in a hit?
400 shows, you're telling me. 400 shows later.
400 shows. So we were talking earlier about the other day was our 400th show. I've never been a part of anything, like not a show or a gig that you do 400 shows. But it comes so, like, you look up in this kind of environment because everything happens so quick. So a year doesn't even feel like a year, but I will say it has been such a blessing. One, job security. Thank you, Lord. Yes. But two, I have never worked, and I've been around a lot of casts, and, you know, casts are great. Like, I don't think I've ever had a cast where it's like, we're all falling out and whatever. I've had pretty good success as far as being around casts that you really, really enjoy or whatever. But this, by far, this, like, the MJ fam is my family. It is, when I say we ride together, getting to walk into that building every day. And this is cast, crew, wardrobe, sound. Like, it is a family up in there. And to be able to do this 8 shows a week, you kind of need it. because sometimes you get burnt out. And the moment that you get burnt out, somebody else is like, hey. And you're like, okay, if they're excited, I could do this again too today. The audiences have been amazing to meet people and know, like, I mean, you walk outside to sign a playbill and they're like, yo, I came from Brazil. I came from Hungary. I'm here from Canada. I just came in for this show. People that have been back to the show 30, 40, 50 times. And I'm like, okay, like, but it is a joy to get to know some of the people, like we call, you know, the super fans of the show. But this year has been unmatched, being in this show. Yeah. And I'm so grateful that, you know, from the eye rolls to the casting to now that I've had the journey that I've gotten to experience this past year and some change.
Amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you. Sure. Wow. I love that story so much. And I guess, so you're playing, I just want to make sure I got it, Rob, and you're playing Joe Jackson in the show, right?
So yeah.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was about to say, this has been the cool part, that when I originated, when I came into this show, I was originating the Quincy Jones Tito Jackson role.
Oh.
And then after a year, there was some, you know, movement in the cast. So I got to, we'll say, do a little upgrade and moved into the Joe Jackson Rob role. So it's been great to play two different roles in what is now about to be 2 years. So
for sure. So what's it been like to play a character who's, we all know he's a little controversial, Mr. Joe Jackson, and like to play a real life person? And has that been like a different approach as an actor from creating like an original character who's not like a real person?
It is. The one thing about, like, you know, like bio musicals or all of that is like, you really kind of want to nail the people, like, you know, Miles and Tavon, they're playing Michael every night, or, you know, whomever's on stage, they're playing Michael. And so you want people to come and know that there's, you know, that Michael is on stage, even though we know Michael is no longer with us. But the same as far as the rest of the characters, the Berry Gordys, the Joe Jacksons, any of the brothers, you want to do them justice. So you don't want to just get up there and, you know, not do the job. But I will say the one thing about our creative team, which I loved about this, is that they allowed us and really, really wanted us to find the essence of these people and then bring ourselves to the stage. So it's not an impersonation, but you're giving acknowledgement of like who this person is. Now give your take on that, right. Which allows people to be, they know that we're none of these people, but it allows them to enjoy the story even more because they're like, oh, well, yeah, that pretty much tracks. Even though I'm not him.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. The other thing is it's kind of cool because playing, particularly in this role, I switch back and forth like in a matter of a second sometimes, like from Joe back to the choreographer Rob. So it's really, really cool, you know, the acting side of it to, you know, have these moments to go back and forth, jump back and forth from character to character. And it's wild how the creative team has put it together, a switch of a light cue, a switch of a jacket, like on stage, everything is happening right there in front of your face. So it's been so cool.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
That sounds so fun. What do you think, like, what, like, if people haven't seen the show or like are on the fence, like, why do you think they should come on and see it? I know it's a very silly question because
I'm gonna say it would probably be the best musical theater experience. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Ooh, you are so bold. I love you.
No,
gotta get those people in the seats, you know.
I don't like, no, I have actually been able to sit out and watch the show. I've done it twice. I can't believe that what we're doing on that stage, 8 shows a week, and this has nothing to do with like just what I do. Are the dancers, the singers, the band, the lighting, the sound, you feel like you are in a stadium with our sound system. Like it is crazy. It's bananas. I just think it's like they got all these superheroes and put them together in one building to make this magical thing. And I'm so proud of it. And so because I'm that proud of it, I'm like, no, run, get your ticket, come, please. Like, you won't be disappointed.
I love that.
Jason, we got to get our ticket, Jason.
I know.
Not to say, we still have not seen it.
Well, come on. Sold me. Come on over. The Neil Simon is waiting.
Waiting for survival jobs.
Amazing.
So you're in this, thank you for sharing everything about MJ. So everyone sure. Listening, run and go see this. We're at the year anniversary. Get your tickets. Go see Apollo. Kill it. Jason and I will do the same. So just to jump a little bit more about you as an artist, do you have a dream? You're doing an amazing production right now. But aside from this, do you have a dream role, show, or collaboration that would be like the end all be all?
So I will say that there's two dream roles. One I've already gotten to play, but I did it kind of under low key. And that was Curtis and Dreamgirls. It was at a smaller theater, even though that it was an amazing production, smaller theater. It was just because I wanted to play it. So I would love to play that on a bigger scale. Also, Cole Hawes from Ragtime.
Oh, my favorite show. Yes.
it was my first equity show in North Carolina when I became started in this whole Broadway world. And Norm Lewis was my co-host. And I think that set a very, very big bar for me about what leading men were, how you approach not just the stage, but even off stage, and how you handle the cast and how you show up. Like, I don't know. So that role would mean so much to me. But because of this guy behind me, Marvin Gaye, that is something that I would love to take on, the Marvin Gaye story. So we'll see. We'll see.
Like, would you want to do like a film version? Because I don't think, has there been a film version? And his life story is insane and great. And he's a giant.
He really is. And I don't think that there's been a either or. I know he's been a part of musical, you know, like, you know, Motown stuff, all that kind of, like, he's been a part of things, but I don't think there's actually been his story. And I would love to take that role on. Because I think Marvin Gaye is just a phenomenal artist, and yeah, so much to him.
I love that. We're gonna manifest that for you.
Yes, come
We're
on.
Put it out anyway, there.
We manifest a lot on this show. We see things and when they happen, it's crazy. So
okay,
you're here first, guys.
I love that. And before we, I guess we're coming close to the close. I feel like this is such a quick one today. Wow, I can't believe that. I know, right? I want to sit with you for like an hour.
Well, let's go.
Yeah. I was going to say, do you have something that's feeding your soul artistically? Like maybe a movie you've watched recently, or a TV show, or a podcast, or a book you've read recently?
You know what? I have been reading Billy Porter's book. So that's reading wise, that's what I've been into. But honestly, every day I walk into the theater, or at some point in time before I leave the house, I have put on Lizzo's concert on HBO Max.
And I love Lizzo.
That, like, I don't know. She, as an artist, she does it for me. Like,
yep.
There's just this it thing about her that I honestly love, and I can listen to the album, but now that they put the concert out there, I'm like, that thing stays on play. Like, even if I'm not paying attention, like, it's on. When I, like, she plays in my dressing room, like, that she's that it person for me right now.
There's something about her that's just so genuine. Like, you just feel that she's, because a lot of people speak about empowerment, but like from her, it just feels like she's coming from this honest place, and she just makes you feel good about yourself. And that's like, it's still needed in these days, in these times.
That her concert when she had Watch Out for the Big Girls, when the reality show. Everything, like, and I used to use, like, one of my survival jobs also, I used to teach dance and dance fitness classes. She was heavy in my rotation on my playlist, and I didn't even realize it until like this last album. I was like, oh, I've been bumping to Lizzo like for a minute. Like,
let me tell you, Lizzo got me through like a breakup, depressed days, happy days. Like, I'm there with you.
Yeah,
we stand Lizzo.
We do. Yeah, we do.
I'm here for her.
Yeah. I love that. Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. I always like to get a little glimpse of, you know, the person behind the role that they're doing, or the art that they're doing, and see what's inspiring them as well. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Jay, you want to talk about the game? It came from your brain.
Yeah, so we're going to do a fun little, we're going to end with a fun little trivia game. Very, very low stakes. But we're going to do, because of the show that you're in, and the person that you are, the world that you're creating with MJ, we went to follow up with some 80s pop star trivia, because he's such an icon of the 80s.
Oh, God. Okay.
I think
you'll get this. Like, it just got real, real hot up in here.
Yeah. There is some multiple choice, and there's some true or false. So I think you'll be okay. And as Samantha always says, you know, we'll give you some lifelines if you need it.
We tend to cheat and help our guests out. So
okay, great. Good.
It's just fun. Yeah. We just love to have fun.
Okay. Do you want to take the first one?
Sure. Okay. Are you ready?
Sure.
Sure. Eye roll.
Right.
Insert the eye roll. Okay. Which of the following Madonna hits was her first Billboard number one single? A, Holiday, B, Like a Virgin, C, Like a Prayer, D, Express Yourself.
I'm gonna say Like a Virgin.
Oh, ding, ding, ding.
Oh, yay!
Starting off hot, starting off strong.
Yeah, okay, Holiday, okay. Holiday was her first single, her first hit single, and then Like a Virgin was her first number one.
Okay.
Yeah, look at you. Okay. True or false, Prince not only starred in this iconic 1984 movie Purple Rain, but also directed it.
Oh, God. I'm going to say false because I'm looking at you. Okay, great.
Correct. Correct. That was false. Ding, ding, ding.
Two for two. Okay, number three. This 80s icon duetted with the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, on the number one hit single, I Knew You Were Waiting For Me. Yes, notes.
Like, I can hear it in my head, I can see it, and I'm like, what is his name?
Yes, two first names. That's our, give you a little hint. And maybe MJ might help you out if you think about MJ's name.
You said MJ's name. Oh, gosh.
You know that little monkey, curious someone?
George Michael.
Ding, ding, ding. You got it. Like, three for three.
I said,
I literally could see it in my head. It was like, okay.
Okay, here's another true or false. True or false, Whitney Houston holds the record for 7 consecutive number one singles, beating both Elvis and the Beatles.
Just because I love Whitney, I'm just going to say true.
True.
Okay, great.
She's over, I don't know if you can tell, she's over my shoulder. Like,
okay. I was like,
good job.
Yeah, it's like, she's Whitney. So I'm just like,
yeah. To say true.
Yeah.
Even if it wasn't, it's going to be true.
We've already gotten 100%. So we're just going to throw in this little bonus just for fun, but you killed it.
Okay.
Okay, bonus. What monster 80s album is the biggest selling album of all time?
Ding, ding, ding. Yes.
Hey, if I didn't know that, I'm not going to work.
Congrats. Thank you. We never needed to even eye roll the game. It was perfect.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And also, your prizes, we're going to have to force you to have dinner with us at Glasshouse Tavern when next time.
Our favorite place day. In the world.
Listen, I'm here for that.
Yeah. Yeah, we keep it light.
We keep it light. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, it was such an honor. It's like so great to talk to you, and like Bailey's always so great at giving us these wonderful people like you who share their stories with us.
Yes.
And it's so inspiring to hear your story about how you almost turned it down. Like, you know, you were done with musical theater, you're done with Broadway, and now look
and
at
now
you.
Now you are
I'm here too. Yeah, it's incredible. So congratulations on all your success. We're going to keep manifesting this Marvin Gaye biopic for you.
Yeah.
But before we go, can you just tell people where to find you on social media, new fans so they can support you?
Usually I rock out on Instagram at only Apollo Levine. I believe that is my TikTok also, but that one is not
as hard.
Yeah, TikTok is a little bit hard with our schedule. And then Facebook, Apollo Levine. But Instagram is usually where I rock out at.
I feel like Instagram is like everybody's new website and like email. Yeah. That's where you go.
Yeah, you know, a picture or a reel is worth 1,000 words, so.
And if you're tuning in, sorry, Jay, go ahead.
I was going to say, if you want to share, because I always mess it up, I'm going to follow us because I'm the worst at social media.
You really don't mess it up. I think you've really perfected it the past few episodes. But if you're tuning in to us for the first time because you are an Apollo fan, check us out on Twitter and Instagram at Survival Jobs Pod, on Facebook at Survival Jobs Hub Podcast. Shoot us an email at survivaljobspod@gmail.com. Check me out at Sammy Toots, and you can follow my boy Jason at Jason A. Coombs. Thank you, Apollo. You are so wonderful. And this
thank
was
you
such
so much.
Conversation. Thank you. Am I okay? We can't meet you in real life.
I can't wait to meet y'all.
Bye.
We're silly. We're silly.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.